Phil Hendry.
Hi, Phil Hendry here. 1-800-449-8686. And the other number, 1-800-521-KFI. And we're going to get something hooked up, I think, with KFI soon, because I can't stand this any longer. I can't take the isolation any longer. Not being able to talk to the guys back there has caused me great consternation, although I listened to Carell and Andrew driving home last night and was warmed by the idea that they were still working at 10:30 while I was on my way home to, you know, a little, just about three fingers of some of that single malted in the bottom of a glass, and I was looking at some of the stuff on TV. We were preempted last night because of the events surrounding the Alaska Airlines jet going down, and it's too bad. It's a good airline, too. I noticed all the guys that were on the tube last night talking about this mechanical problem, that union problem. Some guy filed a grievance against another guy. He worked the repair in Oakland and all of this. You know, I guess it doesn't matter anymore where you work or who you work for. There's always going to be some crap coming up. If something happens to you, somebody knew you when. You better watch out, Craig, man, the way you go out in this world. Somebody's going to pop up and say, you know, he was really kind of a slob. Doesn't matter. So anyway, that was rough, and good job by everybody last evening. And we're back to the regular scheduled type of programming this evening, although we will have a couple of things to address concerning Alaska Airlines at the top of the show this evening. If you want to order the best of the Phil Hendry 1999 CD, here's where we are with the money. We're at $80,000 and change, $80,080, I think is what it is. And you can still order it on our website, philhendryshow.com. We got big changes coming down with our website. And I know I talk about this, and as if, you know, it's ever going to change, and maybe you're not interested, maybe you are, I don't know. I'm just doing it so that I can get that aspect of my life off of my chest. Our website, as it is constituted currently, is not a very good example of a website. There's nothing that I can do, though, because it's the only place that you can buy the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD. So I direct you to the website so that you can pick up the CD and hopefully benefit the great people of my friend's place with the purchase of it. It's the Best of the Hendry Show 99 CD. Communism is neat. $23.50, $3.50, shipping and handling, and $20 for the CD itself. But beyond that, the website is no good. And we've even went so far as to, and I really hated doing this, we've had to change webmasters. There's all kinds of stuff. It just sucks. And I don't know if we're ever going to get it right. I don't even know if it is anything that is really priority with Premier Radio or anybody else affiliated with doing this website. It is for me because I think it's a good opportunity. Utilizing this website, it's a good place for us to market things, present different aspects of the show, and, you know, get listener feedback and all that other baloney. However, as it currently sits there on the net, on the World Wide Web, it's just sort of a lump of crap, and it doesn't really do me or anybody else any good the way it's currently put together. And what's happening now, the way I got it sussed out, is I think I'm going to be the guy that's going to have to start writing everything for it, and I'm going to have to map it out, and I'm going to have to do a lot of the art direction, and I'm going to have to basically take the site over myself. Because it's not being run properly. It has never been run properly since we started here in October. And it increasingly gets me upset having to think about it, especially when everybody else is doing some very inventive things with their sites. And we've had help from people, but for whatever reason, everything has got to be funneled through this little corporate squeeze box or that little corporate office, or in the back door of somebody else's office, or it's got to go through this guy or that woman or something, man. And so it doesn't make any difference whether you're trying to get something great done. It's, are you filling out the paperwork? That's the way it appears to me. And we had to let go of our webmaster, which was something that pained me greatly because I happen to admire him and I liked the guy and I liked his work. And if you want to know what his name is, drop me a postcard. But the problem was there was like a butting of heads going on. So that happened. And I logged back onto the site again today. And guess what? It looks like the same sorry thing that it's been since October. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it a week. 1 week. I want to see changes on that site to the designs that we discussed to begin to implement some of the things that I wanted implemented. And then I won't mention that website ever again as long as I live. And I will farm it out to somebody, and we'll do an independent, unofficial fan site. And it'll be kind of one of those hush-hush, wink-wink, nudge-nudge, know-what-I-mean kind of things. And we won't talk about the official premiere site because it ain't getting done. Now that I got myself in a great mood. Good to have you with us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Just had some Szechuan chicken. And if that doesn't clean you out, nothing will. Some of my wife's chili, some of that Szechuan chicken from, what's the name of that joint? Pickup Sticks? Chopsticks. Guy came over, said, oh, you are Premier Radio Network? I said, yeah. That cost you double. So that's great. Gave the guy my credit card. I said, you sure you're going to be right back with it? Oh, yeah, no sweat. And that was about an hour ago, so we got to be hearing from him soon.
Phil Hendry Show, coming down the line in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
If you begin to feel overload, we'll begin to feel what we are saying. If you begin to feel overload, consider your earth.
Phil Hendry here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. If you'd like a copy of the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD, don't forget, it's online there at philhendryshow.com, and I might as well let you guys in on what I was talking to the Los Angeles audience about just about a minute or so ago. After the end of this week, if the website, my website, philhendryshow.com website, hasn't improved, doesn't look better, there haven't been substantial changes made to that website, then we're no longer going to promote the CD on it. And guess what? We're not going to sell any more CDs, because I'm through putting out all of this energy, working as hard as I do, doing this job, and having to try to do somebody else's job as well. All I hear people tell me is, hey, we're right there with you, Phil. Whatever you want, you tell us, Phil. Well, what that means is, you go ahead and do it and like, do our jobs for us. That site looked bad the first day it went up. It looks exactly the same. It's been 4 months. So rather than put you guys through this nightly harangue, I'm not going to mention it again. As of Friday, if it still looks the way it does today, I'm not going to talk about that site again. We'll go out and we'll make our own freaking site. It'll be unofficial. It'll be under the table. It'll be one hand washes the other. It'll be a couple of guys in smoking jackets on a dock someplace. It'll work. But anyway, as of now, you can pick up the Best of the Hendry Show CD there at philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com, $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. Now, the Alaska Airlines jet that went down yesterday, there was an enormous amount of coverage in Los Angeles. And it was literally nonstop from you know, yesterday afternoon about 5:30 all the way on through. And I got home last night. They were still doing coverage. They preempted Letterman and Leno out here. Not that I watch either one of those guys, but just the one night that I wanted to watch them, and there was that airliner coverage. And it was pretty nonstop throughout the evening, I would say. And then this morning when I got up, there it was again. What they have done, pretty much they have the search and rescue operation still going on, but they've got a they have a kind of a temporary morgue set up over near the CB station there at Port Hueneme. And they're bringing in body parts, and they've been out there for, you know, they've been the better part of 24 hours, or, I mean, more than 24 hours now, and they haven't found anybody, and it just, I mean, it just doesn't look good. It just doesn't look good. And I, you know, I feel very bad. I mentioned earlier that, you know, I've flown Alaska. It's a damn good airline. Damn good airline. I'd fly them again. I don't know what happened. Now, I heard some stuff coming in here. I don't know, did you hear this, Mike, that the pilot was, and they were wrestling with this problem for about 10 minutes before they finally went in. You know, they were really trying to get this thing worked out. They had a stabilizing problem, and they went from 17,000 feet right into the water. So, you know, God bless that guy, man. Man, he's in heaven now as far as I'm concerned. He had a tough time wrestling with the stabilizer on that plane, the tail end. But it was about 10 or 11 minutes, I think, before they finally, you know, gave up the ghost and they couldn't do anything more with it. And the plane went down. But it doesn't look like it's the news is going to be good. And this has all been going on nonstop out there in the Pacific off of Point Magoon, California, since last night, about 4:45, when the Coast Guard and a lot of private fishermen and a lot of private boats are out there helping out. Why am I suspicious of that? Private boats are out there. Is that just for a little pat on the head from the Coast Guard? Or what? Are they just, or is it, well, they happen to be out there staring at it anyway, so they thought they'd pitch in? It's just, it's my nature. I'm suspicious of that kind of, that public outreach. A lot of private fishermen in the area have been very helpful in getting the Coast Guard what they need. And for me, it strikes me as just a bunch of guys getting in the way. But that's me. I don't own a boat. Maybe I'm jealous. Your thoughts this evening on the tragedy, the Alaska Airlines tragedy, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. If there's anything that you haven't been able to say about this, if there's any point along the way in the discussion of this terrible, terrible tragedy that you have not yet been able to articulate, we'd certainly like to hear from you. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Los Angeles. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Yep. Okay, let's try this one more time. Are you there, sir?
Yeah. Phil, how are you doing?
Good.
I'll tell you, it's been a very difficult 24 hours, and we've been really upset about what happened, and our prayers are with the family and friends of everybody who's been involved.
Have you been watching the TV and listening to the radio?
Oh, yeah. We nonstop, Mr. Henry, since the whole thing went on. I stayed home from work today just so we could get the information because I don't know who may be on the plane and if they've released a list. I don't know if they've released a list or not of the passengers, but you don't know who's on the plane and who isn't on the plane. But I can tell you, we've been following this story, and it's been a tough couple of days for everybody here in Los Angeles. And I would say that the American people are emotionally rubbed raw, and I think you do a little bit of a disservice, Mr. Henry, about some of the comments that you made.
What comments did I make? That I did a disservice?
Well, I think that you have to watch what you say. You made the comment a moment ago that there are no survivors as far as you're concerned.
Yes, as far as I'm concerned, there are no survivors. I mean, they've been pulling nothing but wreckage out of the water out there.
Well, I'd like to remind you that there is an active search and rescue that is being conducted by the United States Coast Guard, and they are actually engaged in a search and rescue operation right now. And I would remind you, sir, that rather than being the purveyor of bad news, that maybe you can give us information as to where we might give blood or where we can be of service for blood transfusions or anything.
Where you can give blood, sir, is probably the American Red Cross. Are you saying give blood for who?
I'm saying the possibility that there are survivors where we can give blood.
I don't know. I mean, there's not going to be any survivors.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I think you're doing a disservice for the millions of Americans who've been following this story. When you say you don't think there's going to be any survivors,
sir, the plane went into the water, and I don't know how. They said the splash was 200 feet in the air.
I'm not giving up. And if you want to be on the radio talking about how you don't believe that there are survivors, when there are friends and family members out there who are holding out hope, I would remind you that there was a man by the name of the Grease Man, Mr. Henry.
Sir, this has got nothing to do with the Grease Man.
No, but just hear me out, please, because there is a man by the name of the Grease Man who was making some comments, and I listen to a lot of radio, and I listen to a hell of a lot of radio, and I read four or five newspapers a day. And you make the wrong comment, and you could very well be out of a job, sir.
Are you trying to tell me, let me just back up here for a second. Are you trying to tell me that by saying that I don't think there's any survivors of this crash, that that's the same as what the Grease man said about dragging a black guy?
I'm saying that there are people who are highly sensitized, who may have had loved ones on that plane, and for you to say you don't believe there's survivors when there is an active search and rescue going on currently conducted by the United States Coast Guard, I think you do a disservice. And Jimmy DeGreek and John Rocker. And
okay, so I'm opening my mouth, and I'm saying the wrong thing.
Mr. Henry, all I'm saying is there are a lot of people who are listening to the radio right now who understand what I'm talking about. And I think I speak for most of your audience when I say the insensitivity of saying that you don't believe there's survivors of this crash when there's an active search and rescue going on.
Well, you know what? I don't think that I don't think that I'm too far away from the truth when I say there ain't anybody out there that they got to rescue. And I'm not the only guy that said this. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8... Boy, you killed that music fast, didn't you? Why? Oh, the time was running out. Sorry about that. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. So all I said was that this is now into the second day of the search and rescue operation off the coast of California for survivors of the Alaska Airlines jet, and I made the comment that I don't think there's any survivors. I was immediately jumped on by a listener who said there's an active search and rescue going on, and that comment that I made was insensitive, and that it was not unlike the Grease man making the crack about dragging black people behind a truck. Now, we can play the comment back, but I don't think it was... I don't think so. You know, and where you get off saying things like that, sir, in the face of me trying to be sensitive.
But, look, Phil, I listen to a heck of a lot of radio, okay? And I listen to all the news coverage, and I listen to all the newspaper coverage. And, you know, you have to watch what you say, okay? I mean, John Rocker has just lost his job with the Atlanta Braves.
John Rocker didn't lose his job at the Atlanta Braves. And you know what? That whole thing with John Rocker's got nothing to do with what I said. John Rocker shouldn't be suspended. John Rocker shouldn't be fined. Bud Selig is... They tell me the guy's a good commissioner, but the very first official move that he makes with regard to disciplining players is ridiculous. So don't even bring that up to me, okay?
You think that what Bud Selig did with John Rocker is ridiculous?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, mister. When I get done with you...
What are you going to do?
Well, the first thing I can do is contact KFI Radio in Los Angeles.
Well, I also work for Premier Radio Network, so why don't you call them, too, okay? I got a syndicated show that goes national. Call them up, too, and let them know that I said that Bud Selig is wrong.
Okay, you want to commit media suicide, that's your problem. But you have just said two things that are media suicide.
And they are what?
Excuse me?
What did I say that are media suicide?
You said that John Rocker should not be suspended for the racist, homophobic comments that he made. That's number one.
That's right.
Okay. And number two, you said that there's no survivors to the Alaska Airlines crash, even though they have an active search and rescue going on. Didn't you say that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, boy. Sir, because I listen to a lot of radio.
I know. I'm going to lose my job. You know, I'd like to give you an opportunity to help me lose my job. Why don't I, is there a number you'd like to give out or something?
You know, it's not going to help you at all. All I'm saying is your insensitivity is the thing that turns a lot of people off to the media.
My insensitivity, because I'm not bullcrapping you and saying what you think I ought to say, that there's a chance that there's survivors out there in the water when they said it's 50 degrees, when they said that the plane hit with the impact of a bomb, that there's a chance there's people out there? Come on!
Okay, you've just signed your media death warrant.
My media death warrant I've signed. Very good, all right. Let's go to Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yeah, this is I'm calling from Charlotte. There's a, you know, I did search and rescue for about 5 years for the Air Force, and there's the triple fives when it comes to
They're out there right now. The Coast Guard's out there looking for bodies.
Yeah, well, let me break it down for you. There's a 50% chance in 50-degree water after 5 minutes.
Then why are they still looking for survivors?
Well, you know, when I did search and rescue, we'd look for weeks, you know.
Why?
They're not looking for survivors.
No,
they're looking for the parts.
They said it's search and rescue. A search and rescue means you're rescuing human beings.
Yeah. Okay,
well,
Val. Where'd you do search and rescue? We're not talking about the Boy Scouts now. We're talking about the United States Coast Guard. Okay?
Well, I have no idea what you're babbling on about.
I'm talking about a search and rescue operation being mounted by the United States Coast Guard.
If you're actually holding out the hope to the families that there's somebody alive out there,
I'd like
then
to get
you're
blood.
Doing a disservice to the families.
No, not as long
by
as the U.S.
propagating that hope.
Well, then you ought to tell the U.S. Coast Guard that.
All right, okay, sir. Here is Denver on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Denver. Hello.
Yes, right here.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to call and say that I'm agreeing with you, and that.
It just doesn't seem to me. Yeah, it doesn't seem to me like there's anybody that could be alive.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Well, after a day, like this guy just said, there's
States,
no way.
United States Coast Guard search and rescue. Okay? What's that mean to you?
That, you know, they're looking for human beings.
You got it, pal.
You got it. And it just doesn't seem logical that there would be any. Like you said, the impact was that of a bomb.
Well, I think the United States Coast Guard knows more about it than you or Mr. Henry. That's number one. And number two, I think that his insensitivity is the thing. Boy, I wouldn't want to be you, Henry.
You wouldn't want to be me. Why?
Because I think you're committing media suicide.
That's retarded.
Why is that retarded?
That doesn't make sense.
You're calling me a tard?
No, I'm just saying that doesn't make any sense at all.
Why?
He's not committing media suicide.
He made a comment that he thinks there's no survivors. You know the families out there that are bereaved and grieving and hoping that their loved ones will come home? And the United States Coast Guard, which is an official United States agency, is out in the water looking for them.
Well, as brutal as this may sound, but there probably aren't any survivors. So
good thing you don't have a radio show. You'd be fired.
For what?
For saying, being insensitive.
Oh, come on, man. Insensitive to what?
To the families of the survivors that are out there in the water floating around, if they are. And this guy here called me a tard.
Whatever.
Hey, man. You know, John Rocker just lost his job for a month.
Yeah, and you know what? They totally took that way out of context.
Oh, so you agree with Mr. Henry?
No, I agree that I like the sensitivity training. I thought that was a good that punishment suited the crime. I mean, he shouldn't be suspended for one third of his game and miss spring training. That's retarded.
Mr. Henry, you just said you don't think he should be suspended. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I think.
You've committed media suicide.
Oh, come on, man. I committed media suicide. Guess what? John Rocker, as empty a head as he's got, is entitled to be an empty head. So long as he's not killing anybody, so long as he's not breaking any laws, and he didn't break any laws, and I don't think it should be against the law to be as stupid as he is. And you know what? The Atlanta Braves ain't never going to be my ball club anyway, so just one more reason for me to not like them. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show here, talking to at least one listener who thinks I'm insensitive for saying there are no survivors while there's a search and rescue going on out in the Pacific right now. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You talk about my insensitivity, sir, and all the while...
Phil, I was listening to that music you're playing when you start your program off, just to make a point.
No, I wanted to make a point here, okay?
No, but you playing that, what was that, AC/DC?
With the bumper music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that I guess that makes you some kind of a rock and roll kind of talk show host, huh? See, that's what I mean. You think you're... You think you're something that you're not, mister. You think you're something that you're not.
Look, at that bumper music is picked. What has that got to do with anything that we're talking about here? Talking about Alaska Airlines.
You've got some kind of a media image of yourself that is all messed up. And you're using your rock and roll bumper music. You think you're all that. You don't give a damn about the families of the people who died on the jet. And they could be hoping for the people that'll be surviving. And you won't give out anywhere where we can give blood. And that's what I'm saying.
And I'm saying to you that I'm being realistic, and you're comparing what I said to the comments of John Rocker and Jimmy the Greek?
Just the same as saying that a black man and a black woman make big black kids. Same thing.
The same thing.
Exactly.
Philadelphia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I was calling because I think this guy's crazy. I think he just likes to hear himself talk on the radio.
No, I called in initially to say that I was... you know, that I had spent all day listening to the news reports, and I had been, you know, very much close to this, as millions of Americans have been touched by this story.
Yeah, I think that's interesting, too, that you took off today from work. You know, thousands of, you know, 99% of the people in America don't know these people on the plane. If everybody took off in America because one plane crashes, imagine how much work would get done today. How much money would be lost.
There's a lot of
people. Time would be lost.
We're out here in California, sir. And this is a very close and emotional story to us. Maybe not to you, but to us. And there's an active search and rescue by a legal arm of the United States government, the United States Coast Guard, which is an auxiliary to the United States Navy, and our armed forces. Okay?
Yeah. You know,
okay?
people die. Thousands of people die every day
around
the world.
And the insensitivity of this man saying that there's no survivors, that tightens my jaws.
You know what?
See what I'm saying?
Thousands of people die around the world in a day of unnatural causes. Now, are you going to sit around and take off from work every day to watch the news to see if you know one of these people?
If I was close to them, if I was close to the story,
I think that's crazy. I think you want to hear yourself talk on the radio.
No. I care about people.
He didn't say anything wrong. He didn't say anything racist, nothing bad. John Rocker got in trouble because the teams don't want to lose money. Baseball doesn't want to lose money.
Yeah, and what's
and
about Phil
get
Hendry?
People in trouble for saying things. When there's freedom of speech, they say things and get in trouble because people don't want to lose money.
And what's about Phil Hendry saying that John Rocker didn't do anything wrong?
Now, wait a minute. I didn't say that I agreed with the guy. I said the guy didn't do anything to get suspended for.
I agree.
Okay.
You both agree, huh? Did I hear both of you agree?
Definitely.
Okay. Brother, I wouldn't want to be either one of you guys. And
Let me ask you something. This is more about you than it's about me. You're the biggest chicken ass I've ever heard in my life. Oh, boy, I wouldn't want to say that. Oh, man, I don't want to say that. What do you believe, okay?
I believe that I'd like to know where I can give blood for the survivors of that Alaska
airline. What I want to know is how many times do you give blood during the year when there aren't these catastrophes?
When there aren't
you know,
the what?
There are still people dying out there. When are you giving blood? Do you do it?
I'm a working man, okay? Well,
I do it. I'm a working man, too, and I take off time to go to the Red Cross and give blood during the year, even when there aren't these catastrophes.
Well, then why are you giving blood?
You don't sound like you care too much.
Why do you give blood?
Why do I give blood? Because I care about people.
Well, if there
so
ain't
I don't
no...
take off from work to sit around and watch the news. I take off to actually do something.
We're here in L.A., and this is a very big... Millions of people across this city...
You know where to give blood. You know the Red Cross. You don't
go to the Red Cross, okay? You don't have to.
Phil to tell you where the Red Cross is. Go out instead
this
of
is the
sitting
whole...
by your radio all day, taking off of work. Go out and find your own Red Cross and give some blood and do something.
Now hold on for a minute.
You're talking and
now hold on
in.
For a minute because this is why we have a media. We have a media to tell us about what's going on out there, and where we can go to give blood, and all this other stuff. That's why we have a media, not to hear some guy give off insensitive remarks. And comments that are not helping nobody.
I don't think it's insensitive. I think
you're in the minority. I think most people agree with me.
I ain't heard one guy call tonight that agrees with you.
Yeah, I haven't
what?
Either.
I haven't heard one guy call tonight that agrees with you. Thank you for your call, sir, by the way. Thank you for calling and agreeing with me, by the way.
Oh, yeah, well, what you're doing is you're stacking all the calls against me. And
no, we're not. We're screening the calls as they're coming in, and we're not stacking them one way or the other, okay? If they're coherent, if they have an opinion, we put them on the air, all right? I'm not stacking anything.
Well, you mentioned you're such a big shot. You mentioned that you'd help me get you fired.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Would you like me to help you get me fired?
If you want to be insensitive and say that there's no survivors and that John Rocker, you know, and that you don't like... blacks or whatever, then...
I never said that I didn't like blacks. I said John Rocker shouldn't be suspended, and I said, no, there are no survivors to the jet. You think that I'm insensitive.
Right.
okay, how can I help you get me fired?
I'd like to give my home phone number out.
Okay, pal, if you're going to give your home phone number out on the air, you're doing this at your own risk. You understand?
I understand that, but I want to give my home phone number out to any and all of your listeners who want to get you fired, and I would request that I don't get any crank calls. I'm very serious about this, so don't fool around, and please, let's just do the right thing here and get people like Mr. Henry and other individuals who don't care about the survivors of Alaska Airlines and won't help me give blood to the survivors and to the families of those survivors who, you know, need to have a funeral for them.
And to the survivors' families who need to have a funeral for them. Did you hear that?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear what you just said?
Well, I think what you're doing is trying to confuse me.
No. I just wanted to quote it back to you. To the families of the survivors who have to go out and pay for a funeral for the survivors. I just wanted you to hear that, okay?
Okay. Are you going to let me give the number or not?
Go ahead. Give your home number. And remember, everybody, no crank calls. This guy wants to get me fired. Go ahead. What is it?
Boy, I feel sorry for you.
Okay, go. Give your number.
It's 213-251-3189.
Go ahead. Give it again.
Okay. 213-251-3189. And you can all, if you know, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're insensitive like Mr. Henry.
All right. Here is Ontario on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, that guy there is talking down there, survivors on the plane, search and rescue. Search and rescue doesn't just mean, you know, getting survivors. They're trying to get the bodies out of the water, body parts, whatever.
Why do they call it rescue? Why do they call it rescue?
Because you're rescuing anything that's there.
Oh, get out of here. You know what you're talking about?
Hey, listen, buddy.
This is the United States Coast Guard.
I don't know whether you're on drugs or what.
I'm not on drugs. But when I hear the U.S. Coast Guard, when I hear the United States Coast Guard say search and rescue, that means they are looking for survivors. And when Mr. Henry comes on the air and says that he does not believe there are any, he does a disservice to the families, and he does a disservice just like Jimmy the Greek did and all the rest, and the Grease men too.
You know, survivors, they can look all day and all night for survivors. When Kennedy's plane went down, they knew there was no survivors on that. It was still a search and rescue until they got everything out of the water. They revived the body. When they got the bodies out of the water, when they rescued the bodies out of the water, then search and rescue was over.
Are you familiar with the United States Coast Guard?
Oh, you betcha I am.
Well, how familiar are you?
I've got friends in there.
Well, that don't make you familiar with it. That means you've got friends in there.
Search and rescue, my friend.
The search and rescue.
Just a minute.
United States Coast Guard is illegal.
You should hear yourself talk. You sound like a broken record, my friend.
No, sir.
Can I say something?
All night long we looked at the news on this deal, and it's a bad thing.
I know it's a bad thing, but can you listen for a minute?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Try to state your case.
I'm just saying.
State your case.
Bill is right. Search and rescue means to rescue anything that's out there.
Rescue
means to get everything out of there. They're looking for the body parts, human parts.
So they're rescuing
whatever,
a guy's. So what you're telling me is they're going to rescue a guy's hand.
That's right. They're going to get all the parts out of there. Oh yeah.
Come on.
I'm serious, Bill. You're absolutely right, Bill. I got to get going up.
Thank you very much, sir.
Come on, buddy. Huh?
100% right in my books. Have a nice day.
Hey, buddy, you're out of your mind.
All right, here is Schwanksville. God, I haven't been there in a while. Hi,
hello.
You're on the Phil Henry Show. Yes, sir.
Yeah, this gentleman has been talking for about a half an hour. I don't know where the guy that gave his phone number out. May I ask him how old he is?
I'm 53, sir.
You're 53?
Yes, sir, I am. And I've been I'm a news junkie. I'm a talk radio station junkie. I listen to all of the talk radio and the news. Now, we had a jet go off the coast out here in California.
Yeah, I hear what's going on. Do you have any other kind of a life, or do you just sit and watch the news and read newspapers like that?
You
said you had a job. What kind of job do you have?
Well, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I work over here.
It's just a question. What kind of job do you have?
I do some maintenance. I do maintenance work for some of the shops over in the Gilmore Mall.
Mm-hmm.
There's a strip mall over here, and I do maintenance for them, and I have a handyman service. Why?
Well, you know,
you got a handyman service. Are you getting work?
Okay, there's another insensitive remark. You want to commit media suicide, don't you, Mr. Henry?
No, I just...
Wait a minute. You're talking to me, okay?
Okay,
You see, Mr. Henry.
Fair enough.
You
Fair enough.
Type of people, it's people like you that scare people in this country.
What did I do? I'm trying to be sensitive. To the feelings of the people whose family members may be on that jet. And Mr. Hendry came on and said he doesn't think there's survivors, while the United States Coast Guard, which is a legal auxiliary arm of the United States government.
We know. We've heard you say what the Coast Guard is, and certainly Mr. Hendry has his own opinion, and I have my opinion, your opinion.
Yeah.
Hey, but it's people like you,
but you know what,
that end up on the news. Because, you know, I mean, you're just you seem like the type of person that lives in a shack up in Montana somewhere with some kind of a dish on his roof and sits here and contemplates, okay, who am I going to bust on today?
Okay,
you seem like you have your own little courtroom up there.
You think I'm some kind of a, this guy Kaczynski, is that what you're calling me?
No, I didn't call you any Kaczynski.
Well, you said a shack.
You put that word in your own mouth.
Well, you said that I'm some kind of a nutcase, I think.
I did not say you were a nutcase.
Well, here's all I'm saying.
You keep coming up with terms that you say that, you know, you're just digging a hole deeper for yourself.
No. See, there's where you got it wrong.
I don't think anybody has really been listening to you that really agrees with what you say, and certainly that's your right.
You made the comment, sir, that everybody agrees with you.
They do agree with me.
There's not one caller I've had on the air this evening who agrees with you.
Because you have stacked the calls against me. I know you talk radio people do it. I know how it works.
Sir, I'm from Schwanksville, which is a little town that obviously you've never heard of. I've never been on this talk show before. I turned it on. I heard you. I said, this guy has a problem.
Let me tell you something. I listen to all the talk radio. Are you in Philadelphia?
I bet you do.
Are you in the Philadelphia area?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I used to listen to Barry Gray out there, okay? And he used to stack all his calls and all this nonsense. Now,
look, pal, I'm not stacking calls. You can ask this guy. Did anybody ask you, okay, you know what? Your opinion sucks. We can't put you on the air. Did anybody say that to you, sir? The gentleman in Schwanksville?
Oh, no. Not at all.
And the name Schwanksville, you're trying to tell me that's real?
Oh, now you don't believe me.
Well, come on. Schwanksville?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's on the map.
Well, you know, I come from Ennsville.
Did you ever hear of Valley Forge, Pennsylvania?
That's an old wives' tale about
You heard of George Washington?
That's the first president of the United States, yes.
All right. Good God, we got a real human being here.
Are you laughing at me, or are you laughing at me?
I can't believe that you've heard of George Washington, but you've never heard of Schwanksville. You better go back and
Mister, they got kids listening to this program.
Yes.
And I'd appreciate it if you watch your language, all right?
What did I say?
The town you said.
Schwanksville.
Yeah, okay, that's
it.
What, he hang up?
Yeah.
He hung up. You got to watch your language. You say that Schwanksville, you know.
All the people that spoke to that man within all this time, and Schwanksville set him off.
You got it.
I can't.
It's going to happen. Thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you for taking the time. And
you got it.
I'm going to be listening to your show.
Okay,
now.
Pal. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Phil Hendry's show there. That's Schwanksville checking in. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm in this argument here with this guy, Don. So you...
No, I just wonder why you do that.
So you're finding fault with my bumper music?
Whatever you call that, why do you do it?
It's music that reintroduces the show.
Yeah, but I notice all you people like to have that rock and roll and all the rock and roll, huh? Don't you?
I do it because my producer picks it. What is your point exactly?
My point is that all you people want to have that media deal going on, like you think you're so special, like you're a rock and roll hoochie-coo, rock and roll hoochie-coo. And yet, you can't be sensitive enough to say that there's something out there in the ocean more than just a guy's hand. You won't be that sensitive. And
I don't think there's anything more out there than a guy's hand. What do you think of that?
Mister, I wouldn't want to be you.
Well, we gave out your phone number, and people can call and get me fired. Here's Pasadena on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I'm calling about this guy. I think he's a crazy man.
I'm the only one who's talking on behalf of the families.
Okay, I'm just saying that I'm obviously out here in California as well, and I don't think he's being insensitive at all. I think, you know yourself, there's been about 24 hours of news coverage on every major station.
I've watched a lot of it.
This tragedy. And don't you think that if there was a need for blood, the first thing they would report is where we could go and donate blood?
Well, that's just it. See, they don't want to say it because they don't want to. They don't want to say it. They want to be insensitive.
Why would they want to be insensitive?
Yeah, why are they being insensitive?
Okay, if I have to say it one more time, I think I'm going to urinate on myself. What I'm trying to say is the United States Coast Guard has said they are doing a search and rescue mission. Now, do you know what rescue mission means?
It's probably as a matter of formality.
Formality? All right, well, what else? So we're not supposed to take them serious?
That's not what I said.
Okay,
I'm sure,
if you were doing a talk show right now, it would be media suicide.
Why is voicing an opinion media suicide?
The Grease Man said a guy should be dragged behind a truck.
That has nothing to do with what I said right now. I think it's a terrible thing that happened. I've had a stomachache for 2 days. I don't think that I know anybody on that plane. I'm not insensitive,
What about the Grease Man?
I mean,
what's the Grease Man got to... Forget the Grease Man, man, what he did, okay? That's a whole different thing. We're talking about, we're actually echoing an opinion that's been expressed by a lot of officials. Many, I've heard the Coast Guard themselves say, you can't survive in that water, it's too cold. It's 53 degrees at night. And a lot of those guys have...
Well, mister, I wouldn't want to be you.
Oh, man.
you know what? Where can we give blood? Where can we go?
I'm sure your nearest hospital would be more than happy to take blood or the local Red
Cross. All right.
Red Cross.
Okay.
What are you drinking?
I'm sorry?
Are you drinking?
I've had a taste. Oh, ha-ha. That's funny. You know, lady, you've had a stomachache for 2 days, right?
Right.
Well, what's happened to me is far worse. I have lived and died with this story. And yes, I had a drink. It's the only time in my life I've had to take a drink to settle my nerves. Because it is a horrible thing.
I don't have anything to say to that. I don't know what to...
I'll tell you what. I was... One time in my life, I worked EMT. Do you know what EMT is?
Yes, I'm aware of what EMT is.
All right. I worked EMT. I remember putting people into half-body bags. You know what that means?
Okay, pal, we don't want to hear your war stories.
No, you don't want to hear my war stories when it comes to me having a drink.
No, I just don't want to hear your crappy war stories about being an EMT. Anyway, ma'am, thanks for your call.
Thank
you. 1-800-449-8686. Camden on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just want to say, this guy here, he wants all this talk, and he's talking all this stuff, and he wants something done. Well, sir, why don't you go and do something about it instead of crying about it on the radio?
I've asked the media, who've been covering this story nonstop for 24 hours, where can we give blood for the survivors?
And you've been told the Red Cross, so what's the problem?
And the media hasn't announced it on the air. I had to call up and take him to task. See what I'm saying?
But now they've told you go to Red Cross.
Go to Red Cross.
What are you waiting for?
Go to Red Cross, okay?
Is that all you got to say?
What's the problem? I got to say is, Mr. Henry, you need to take this guy off the radio.
Wait a second. Is that all you got to say?
See, I was an EMT, and I've seen the worst of it. And it's not that bad. These guys crash in the water. It's impossible to survive in 53-degree water, period. You're going to go into hypothermia and freeze to death.
You don't know what EMT stands for.
Emergency medical technician. Do you know what it stands for, you alcoholic?
What'd you call me?
I called you an alcoholic.
Where are you at right now?
I'm probably the other side of the country from you.
Yeah, good thing for you.
Why, what you going to do? Exactly.
Three guesses.
Stop, put the drunk,
three
put
guesses.
The drinking down.
Three guesses. The
and
first
go
two,
do something about this.
Three guesses, the first two don't count.
Okay, he's a drunk. You're right. I'm getting rid of him. Sorry. I'm sorry to have put you through that. But I appreciate your call this evening, sir. And Camden?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Have a good night.
Bye. I can't. Three guesses and the first two don't count. The guy's out there sucking the sauce, looking at the story, glued to the story. It's too bad I hung up on the guy. You know what I'd like to ask him? I'd like to ask him, you know what? I think I don't blame him. I blame me. And I blame what I do for creating that guy. This is a new animal. He's the media junkie. He's the wannabe no-life media junkie. He sits there in his room strewn with newspapers and empty Kentucky Fried Chicken boxes, two TVs on, his radio going. He's walking around with a Walkman. I got the blues, man. I got the blues.